This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. After the Browns returned home from their Week 2 matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals, head coach Pat Shurmur joined Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here's a listen to part of that interview.
Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
You have to be pretty proud of Brandon Whedon to go from where he was against the Eagles to the performance that he had yesterday, and it looked like in so many ways his game came together, and I guess the key here is it as much about just forgetting that Philadelphia game, or was it more about taking what didn't go right there and applying it to his preparation for Cincinnati?
I think it's a combination of both. I think when you make mistakes, you correct them, you move on fast, and I think he has the ability to do that. You know, and then I think he just played better. I think, you know, even though he's got a little age, he was still a rookie starting his first game in the NFL against Philadelphia. And there were some things he did much better in the second game. And now we all know quarterbacks are evaluated on how many wins they get. So now the next step is to improve and lead us to victory.
And where were some of the areas where you really saw him take, you know, such big steps in 1 week? It seemed like every part of his game was better, but just specifically some things that stood out to you.
Well, I talk about getting completions, you know, and his completion. I think he was 70% completion. You know, that points to general efficiency for a quarterback. And if you're going to do that, then there's times when they legislate against you throwing it where you want to throw it once, or, you know, in first or second read, and so you check it down.
Right.
And which he did a few times yesterday, some of them for great success. The one in the red zone to Trent. Trent was really an outlet, a check down. He threw it to him, and they were covering us deep, and then Trent found his way in the end zone. So, and then it's just like anything. Once you do it and you learn about it and you have success with it, then you'll come back to it more and more. And so those are the kinds of throws that you see guys that have played in this league a long time do. You know, they make those throws because they look down the field. Whatever we were trying to do down the field wasn't there, just drop it down. And, you know, I think guys have to learn that. It seems like it would be simple, but guys do need to learn that.
Did you even get the sense for 1 second that he had any confidence lost from that Philly game that he had to regain, or was he pretty steady?
No, he was. Yeah. He came in last Monday, raring to go, ready to admit that he didn't play well, and then I thought he had an outstanding week of preparation. Now he needs to hit the reset button on that, do it again, and even make it better.
Pat, Trent Richardson, you mentioned that check down play, but before that, the 32-yard touchdown run that he had, we just saw signs in this second game. Things I know that you had felt all along, that a lot of us felt from the moment he was drafted, that he could do, but to do it in an NFL uniform, I mean, it was amazing. And I guess that's, for you as a coach and designer of this offense, how much you're going to have to work with going forward.
Well, it's encouraging. Because we saw him do what we know he can. And that's what, you know, he's coming back from that little surgery he had. And so I think he'll continue to get better each week. And, you know, he doesn't want to come out of the game.
No.
You know, and he can make something very simple. You could see, turn it into a big play. You know, it was just a simple draw play that he ran. Made a couple guys miss. We blocked it extremely well. We had a good effort by our receivers blocking downfield. And really, receivers block and turn a good play into a great one. You know, they can turn an average play into a good one and a good one into a great one. And then Trent has the ability to make guys miss, which we saw in the one pass down there as well. So we give him a little air, get him out in space. I think he'll be able to do exciting things for us.